The Mitchell Crew Podcast.
What are you even talking about?
Welcome to As That Robot Voice Says, the Natural Crit Podcast, and thank you for boldly listening. What are we even talking about? Well, this podcast series is my take on naturopathic medicine, an area I've been studying for about 20 years. Including my time in so-called scientific, non-sectarian, naturopathic medical school. My approach is a pairing of scientific skepticism and a deep knowledge of naturopathy's intimate details. In previous episodes of this series, I established that naturopathy is, essentially, a kind of knowledge blending, misrepresentation, and irrationality. I have termed naturopathy both an epistemic conflation, falsely posing itself as an epistemic delineation, and the naturopathological. The science exterior is mixed with what is scientific, then that whole muddle is absurdly claimed to be science as an entire category. While particular, sectarian, science-ejected oath obligations and requirements are coded or camouflaged, therein effectively disguising naturopathy's system of beliefs in public view. Naturopathy's ultimate achievement is a profound erosion of scientific integrity and freedom of belief, packaged in the marketing veneers, natural, holistic, integrative, and alternative, and improperly embedded in the academic category, science. The Naturocrit Podcast, Episode 15B2, otherwise known as Season 2, Episode 5B2. In this multi-part Naturocrit Podcast, Episode 15, also known as Season 2, Episode 5, titled, quote, "The JACM 2019 Special Issue on Naturopathy," unquote, a.k.a. SIN, I'll be primarily looking at a collection as published in the Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine and sponsored by the University of Technology, Sydney, Australia, of around 15 articles specifically about naturopathy from contributors largely located in Australia and North America. In this second part of episode 15, part 2, and I apologize for the layers, so it may be easier to refer to this as Season 2, Episode 5B2. As planned, I will delve into a 2019 paper I'd written about integrative medicine within conventional medicine during my MS in health sciences. Additionally, I'll first include a declaration by the World Medical Association regarding pseudoscience and pseudotherapies that I wasn't aware of when the capstone from part 1 of episode 15 part 2 was written in 2021, but surely would have been included had it shown up on my radar. In that synopsis, I'll also compare the World Medical Association to the World Naturopathic Federation, in part. The World Medical Association's, quote, "Declaration on Pseudoscience and Pseudotherapies in the Field of Health," unquote, has adopted October 2020. The webpage version of this document, at WMA.net, has the tags, quote, "Alternative Therapies, False Science, False Therapies, Pseudoscience, Pseudotherapies, Unproven Therapies," unquote. The PDF version has OCR errors, incidentally, particularly regarding the letter F, and the grammar could use a light editorial hand. But I do understand it is a multinational document, with likely diverse international contributors, and with perhaps some language migration and translation during its creation process. I mention those two issues not to bust chops, but in case someone seeks to use the document through such tools as Atlas TI for something like a literature search or review. Centrally, about a third of the way into the document, we're reminded of the interlocking commitments of modern medicine. The document states, quote, "A physician's duty is to provide quality medical care to all patients based on the best available scientific evidence, as referred to in the WMA Declaration of Geneva and the International Code of Medical Ethics, commending the highest ethical norms and quality care for the safety of the patient. The interest of the patient must be placed before any other interest, including the physician's own." The WMA reaffirms its Lisbon Declaration on Patient Rights and recalls that patient safety requires addressing all opportunities for the patient to receive appropriate evidence-based care, unquote. Surely, the document begins with two definitions for pseudoscience and pseudotherapies, aka, respectively, false science and false therapies. Pseudoscience is defined as, quote, "statements, assumptions and methods, beliefs or practices that, without following a valid and recognized scientific method, are falsely presented as scientific or evidence-based," unquote. Pseudotherapies are defined as, quote, "those practices intended for curing diseases, alleviating symptoms, or improving health with procedures, techniques, products, or substances based on criteria without the support of available up-to-date scientific evidence, and which may have significant potential risks and harms," unquote. The document's preamble states, quote, "medical practice must be based on the best available up-to-date scientifically proven evidence. The differences between conventional medicine and other practices that are not supported by scientific evidence make up the complex universe of pseudosciences and pseudotherapies," unquote. And that is quite a preponderance. With that language, quote, "conventional medicine," unquote, you can see why this document is helpful towards introducing my, quote, "integrative medicine in conventional medicine," unquote, paper. The next paragraph states, quote, "Pseudosciences and pseudotherapies represent a complex system of theories, assumptions, assertions, and methods erroneously regarded as scientific. They may cause some patients to perceive a cause and effect relationship between pseudotherapies and the perception of improvement. Hence, they may be very dangerous and are unethical," unquote. Hear, hear. Further down, we're told, quote, "pseudoscience and pseudotherapies may have significant potential risks and harms for various reasons, including a risk that patients abandon proved to be effective medical treatments or prevention measures in favor of practices that have not demonstrated therapeutic value, a likelihood of dangerous delays and loss of opportunity in the application of medicines, procedures, and techniques recognized and endorsed by the scientific medical community as evidence-based and effective interventions. They may cause patients to suffer financial damages, psychological, physical traumas, and go against the dignity of people, threatening their moral integrity. Unproven therapies may contribute to the rising costs of healthcare procedures," unquote. Now, the document has actionable recommendations on the national, member and professional, and individual physician levels. In terms of the national area, regulation, non-reimbursement, and public campaigns are advised. Probably my favorite statement within the member profession area is, quote, "pseudotherapies and pseudosciences should not be regarded as medical specialties recognized by the scientific community and legally endorsed as a specialist or subspecialist pseudoscience," unquote. For the physician area, the WMA declaration states, quote, "physicians must continue to practice medicine as a service based on the application of critical scientific current knowledge, specialist skills, and ethical behavior. The patient must be kept duly informed about the available therapy options, their effectiveness and risks, and be able to participate in the best therapeutic decision-making. Good communication, mutual trust, and person-centered health care are cornerstones of the physician-patient relationship. Patients and physicians should and must be able to discuss the risks of pseudoscience and pseudotherapies,
Health education is fundamental. Physicians should be educated to identify pseudoscience or pseudotherapies, logical fallacies, and cognitive biases, and counsel their patients accordingly. They should be aware that some patient groups, such as patients with cancer, psychiatric illnesses, or serious chronic diseases, as well as children, are particularly vulnerable to the risks associated with using pseudotherapies, unquote. As a scientific skeptic, it's always great to hear logical fallacies mentioned, amongst other things, analytical and critical. In light of that excerpted document language, I'll briefly visit the World Naturopathic Federation and specifically its member institution, NUNM, for a sense of comparison. Comparatively, if the WMA is the Justice League, well then the WNF is the Legion of Doom. If you like your comic book heroes and villains, clubs. A short comparison between WMA and WNF in light of the 2020 declaration. Some things that come to mind for this comparison, boiled down from my WMA excerpts, are the primacy of the overarching activity of science as an epistemic filter, the primacy of ethicality, which I think derives from that filtering process, the primacy of evidence, sort of a reiteration that also sounds legally useful. The fact that fake science and fake therapy are discernible. The fact that the medical and health footprint encompasses the theoretical, the assumed, the asserted, and the performed. I'll term this later from bow to stern. No fake pseudoscience, health, or medical specialties that are legally protected. The need for patient-informed consent and for their collaboration. The need for education of physicians regarding the pseudo-logical fallacies and biases. And concern particularly for the most vulnerable. So for the sake of brevity, I decided to make a table, but one that is easily vocalized. The first column heading is WMA stipulation. The second column heading is WNF reversal. And the third column is termed U.S. transgression example. Since I'm limiting this to the United States, I'll point out that the American Medical Association is a WMA member. I'll also point out that NUNM, the naturopathy school I'll emphasize in the table, is a WNF member. WMA stipulation, science and ethicality. WNF reversal, pseudoscience and the unethical. The U.S. transgression example. A great example is, well, the trunk of the North American naturopathy tree, NUNM. In their explanation of naturopathy, they state, quote, "Practice of naturopathic medicine emerges from six principles of healing. These principles are based on the objective observation of the nature of health and disease and are examined continually in light of scientific analysis. These principles stand as the distinguishing marks of the profession," unquote. And that's from nunm.edu. And within that list of six is the science ejected, such as vitalism, and the science exterior, such as supernaturalism. That sets up an anything-goes structure in terms of what is and what isn't science, and what isn't good to do, at an institutional level as a model of behavior for their individual ND graduates. Is it no wonder that from this flawed theoretical basis, the activities of naturopathy, as described by NUNM, include such science-ejected ideas as homeopathy? And that also is from nunm.edu. WMA stipulation, evidence. WNF reversal, faith or belief. And the U.S. transgression example. Within the naturopathic principles that I just drew from above, we are told that the science-ejected concept known as vitalism is objectively verified, continuously scientifically vetted, and, quote, in fact, unquote. There is no such status for vitalism. Therein, to be blunt, what charitably falls into what could be called an article of faith is being falsely portrayed as in fact and in evidence in a scientific sense. I've said this many times in the past, in terms of the vernacular. This is a mindfuck, and as I termed such in my capstone, a part of naturopathy's disoriented esotericism. WMA stipulation, distinction. WNF reversal, blending. Indistinction, U.S. transgression example. Speaking of such disoriented esotericism and a mindfuck, how about this NUNM language? Naturopathy is termed distinct from NUNM.edu, while its hallmark is blending, also from NUNM.edu. No wonder one easily finds NUNM ND graduates whose public-facing practice pages state, quote, naturopathy is a distinct type of primary care medicine that blends, unquote. That is stated by NDs Alston and Hart at swfamilyphysicians.com in Oregon as acquired through a basically random google.com search using that language. You also find, commonly, instead of blends, the word combines. Sadly, too, that exact quote is from the mainstream journal, Primary Care, from the year 2010, co-written by NUNM ND graduate Gutnecht. You can find that up at nlm.nih.gov. Within the article, naturopathy is also located through a list of accredited schools within, quote, National University of Health Sciences, unquote. With therapeutic aims to alter a, quote, life force, unquote, and employing such things as, quote, homeopathy, unquote. The root homeop is actually in the article at least 34 times. That article is supposedly peer-reviewed, and it is unredacted to this day. The other way to state this irrational blending indistinction is naturopathy is a science that isn't scientific. It is a distinction that isn't distinguishing. What's unscientific is science, and what's blended is distinct. Madness. WMA stipulation from bow to stern. WNF reversal. Special rules. U.S. transgression example. Now, the WMA states that an area's ideas, right on through to its activities, are all up for scientific scrutiny when it claims health and medicine. No sacred cows, so to speak. Naturopathy claims special rules, or sacred cows, that protect its nonsense from such standard scrutiny. The two shields I'll talk about are the use of the terms philosophy and holistic. Philosophy isn't philosophy if it's wrong. I've so stated in this episode. Therein, it is not a philosophy to hold out that the science objected is science, that an article of faith is an objective fact. It is simply wrong. It is simply another reversal of values that naturopathy engages in. Actual philosophy does, as WMA's document does, distinguish what's fake from what's authentic, such as pseudoscience from science. And it distinguishes an article of faith from an objective science-supported fact. Such distinctions functionally happen all the time in the legal context as well. Holistic is an almost meaningless word because the follow-up question when it is used is, necessarily, what are you including in your whole? But it seems that society has been trained to shut off all thought once the magic word is spoken. The simple retort is to ask for clarification as to what is included in the holistic that the user is invoking in their all or holism. That granularity then reveals what's being rhetorically hidden. A sister school to NUNM, Sonoran University of Health Sciences, formerly SCNM, states in their announcement of their name change in May of 2022 that it is, quote, Southwest College of Naturopathic Medicine and Health Sciences, the leading institution dedicated to holistic and natural approaches to medicine and health sciences, and they are proud to announce it will transition to Sonoran University of Health Sciences in September 2022. The new direction is indicative of a larger shift towards highlighting the school's multiple, unique degree offerings related to the healing power of nature. Sonoran is the preeminent health sciences institution grounded in the healing power of nature, unquote. And that's from sonoran.edu, or as their catalog of that year states, there's an overarching therapeutic aim and activity to, quote, harmonize life force, aka stimulate the healing power of nature, unquote. And that's from my.sonoran.edu. So the activity of holistic subset science subset coded vitalism, which is science ejected. WMA stipulation, not to legitimize as specialty. WNF reversal as specialty. U.S. transgression example. Broadly, according to the AANMC School Consortia of ND Schools, which NUNM is a member, quote, naturopathic medical education is the most efficient and direct way to train as a primary care doctor who specializes in natural medicine, unquote. And that's from AANMC.org. We're also told there, true to form, that they are distinct and that they combine. It gets better. How about a naturopathic board certified oncologist, FABNO, via ONCANP from ONCANP.org. It is a very real situation of naturopathy in North America actually posing as a specialty area that is scientific and possessing legal status to do what they do, pseudoscience and pseudotherapy, directly in contradiction to the WMA's position. WMA stipulation, informed consent. WNF reversal, broken consent. U.S. transgression example. I've become particularly interested in naturopathy's online consent forms that do not encapsulate naturopathy's nonsensical and fraudulently labeled positions in clear and simple terms. There is, for instance, the, quote, patient manual, unquote, of 1990 NUNM ND graduate Dick. It includes such pseudo-diagnostics as acoustic cardiograph, Bolan testing, a form of dry blood analysis, and iridology, and such pseudotherapeutics as homeopathy, which she terms explicitly, quote, scientific, unquote. Vitalism, globally in the document, is of course coded. In the section, quote, informed consent for treatment, unquote, the patient is actually told, quote, we will always strive to provide full disclosure of all information relevant to your healthcare, unquote. While on that very page, the vitalism of homeopathy and naturopathy overall is disguised, and nowhere is an alert regarding inherent bogosity mentioned. Instead, we are asked in the section research release, quote, the naturopathic community is continually interested in furthering the goal of naturopathic medicine through scientific investigations and research. Would you consent to our use of your medical records by qualified investigators under protocols approved by an appropriate institutional review board and or utilized for teaching purposes? Your anonymity will be guaranteed, unquote. How legitimate sounding. I wouldn't trust them with the knowledge of my middle initial, never mind several pages of intimate information regarding my medical and health status and history. WMA stipulation, physician education. WNF reversal, physician miseducation. Just as a general note, obviously, the conventional medical community seeks to foster physician acumen, while the naturopathy community seeks to indoctrinate. WMA stipulation, protection of the vulnerable. WNF reversal, exploitation. U.S. transgression example. Obviously, naturopaths posing as physicians is the allure that draws people into naturopathic nonsense. The exploited are patients, largely, but there are also those that trust the false language and become students, and lots of other stakeholders, like the healthcare system itself. By the way, it has been announced that NUNM is basically failing as a viable institution and is merging with nearby Bastyr University. In a competitive sense, I think that indicates a positive trend towards marginalization of what's unfit. And, of course, true to pseudoscientific form, BU states naturopathy is, quote, science-based natural health and medicine, unquote. And that's from Bastyr.edu. This is similar to the recent failure of Boucher Institute of Naturopathic Medicine in Canada that has been taken over by Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine. And that's from naturopathic.org. We might as well get Interpol involved in this. And of course, since organized Canadian naturopathy is organizationally compliant with all the contents and processes of U.S. organized naturopathy, so they can basically sit for the same NPLEX licensure exams and have a unified North American status, CCNM similarly can be found to use the overarching label, quote, science, unquote, upon what is science ejected and termed holistic. CCNM's academic calendar for 2023 through 2024 states, from ccnm.edu, quote, "The clinical science examinations are taken following graduation after the fourth year of school. They include homeopathy, utilizing naturopathic principles. Naturopathic doctors employ evidence-informed approaches to facilitate patient wellness and promote the body's ability to restore and maintain optimal health," unquote. But of course, like homeopathy and the central naturopathic principle, vitalism, here coded as, quote, "body's ability to restore and maintain optimal health," unquote, there is no evidence to support them, as they are science-ejected. To gird that coded vitalism observation, because their naturalistic language is so opaque that it is often hard to believe that it is an act of coding, the document states, as course descriptions, quote, "Year 1, ANM 100, Introduction to Naturopathic Medicine. The course engages students in an exploration of the basic underlying principles of naturopathic medicine, which are understood through philosophical discussion of such concepts as holism, vitalism, and health. NPH 101, Naturopathic History, Philosophy, and Principles. This course engages students in an exploration of the basic underlying principles of naturopathic medicine. These principles are understood through philosophical discussion of concepts such as holism, vitalism, and health," unquote. The root homeop is in the document at least 48 times. Additionally, for the holistic label, see ccnm.edu's Teaching Clinics homepage at rsnc.ca, which states, quote, "Robert Shadd Naturopathic Clinic, an affordable, natural, holistic, and team-based approach to health care," unquote. There, one also gets a little peek at naturopathy's essential vitalism on the page, quote, "arthritis," unquote, which states, quote, "homeopathic medicine, NDs use diluted doses of natural substances, plants, animals, and minerals to stimulate the body's vital force and promote self-healing. Traditional Chinese medicine, TCM, is used by NDs to help balance qi, energy flow, to reduce illness and promote health," unquote. How ethical? How philosophical? How pseudo? A 2019 paper. This paper is rather short, about 7.5 double-spaced pages in Times New Roman 12-point. I will include a recitation of its references at the end of the next and last section of this episode, 15 Part 2, which is Season 2, Episode 5B3, after reciting the references for the capstone. With some distance, I see errors, both grammatical and typographical, and maybe even strategic, in this paper, which was sort of a warm-up for the capstone. M7A1, IM and CM Case Study Analysis, Robert Cullen, Excelsior College, HSC 518 Ethics and Healthcare, Professor Foderer, March 3, 2019. The Activities, Beliefs, and Claims of Integrative Medicine, IM, a recent rebranding of the area often referred to as Complementary and Alternative Medicine, CAM, citation Morrison 2016, page 125, particularly when housed within a larger mainstream academic healthcare system, pose intriguing ethical hazards and dilemmas for the uninformed and/or credulous healthcare administrator or executive. Healthcare has, broadly speaking, an overall goal of quality improvement within such common stipulations as collaboration, transparency, truthfulness, integrity, and equity. Citation NAHQ 2019. Here, such mainstream goals and stipulations will be represented with the abbreviation CM, conventional medicine. In light of such a progressive and standard mission, recently, the study, quote, "Complementary Medicine, Refusal of Conventional Cancer Therapy and Survival Among Patients with Curable Cancer," unquote, published in JAMA Oncology, citation Johnson 2018, surprisingly found that with greater patient use of IM-CAM, there was an associated twofold increased risk of death from curable cancers when compared to populations that did not use IM-CAM due to patient refusal of typical or conventional CM care. Morrison's textbook, Ethics in Healthcare Administration, considers IMCAM to be, quote, an eclectic collection of philosophies and practices, unquote. Citation Morrison, 2016, page 125. This short case study analysis will argue that IMCAM and CM have vastly different philosophical assumptions, standards, and methodologies, philosophical in the sense of encompassing both epistemological and ethical foundations, which all then inform, and some may say disinform, respective activities and claims, therefore potentially explaining IMCM's retrograde effect upon quality and efficacy. Since the IM footprint is quite vague, in fact, Morrison states IM is comprised of more than 200, quote, areas, unquote, citation Morrison, 2016, page 129, this case study will focus on one area that Morrison mentions within IM, naturopathy. Regarding naturopathy, Morrison asserts, quote, there is a program for school accreditation and individual certification or licensure for acupuncture and naturopathy practice, unquote. Citation Morrison, 2016, page 129. But is the existence of such a, quote, program, unquote, any guarantee of the integrity of this area of IM when that North American naturopathy licensure exam and PLEX quite falsely places the science-ejected category homeopathy within its, quote, clinical sciences, unquote, section? Citation NABNY, 2019, AGDH, 2015. The example institution for this case study to demonstrate IMCM hazards and dilemmas is the George Washington University Center for Integrative Medicine within the George Washington University Medical Center, GWUCIM, GWUMC, respectively. Under an IMCAM umbrella, their cornucopia, and perhaps one may say nebulosity, includes integrative medicine consultations, naturopathic medicine, holistic psychiatry and psychotherapy, nutritional counseling, integrative health coaching, European mistletoe injection therapy, mindfulness-based stress reduction, Reiki, yoga, holistic primary care, genetic profile results interpretation, intravenous therapies, including high-dose vitamin C, phosphatidylcholine, Myers cocktail, and glutathione, and biofeedback, Alexander technique, craniosacral osteopathic manipulation, massage therapy, hypnotherapy, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, body composition testing, indoor environmental consulting by in situ, women's health and holistic gynecology, naturopathic integrative oncology services, natural product store, mind-body medicine, infrared light therapy, integrative geriatrics. Citation GWUCIM, 2019. The naturopathy page for the institution states naturopathic methods include homeopathy, that it is a patient-centered, distinct primary healthcare profession whose members are, quote, trained as primary care doctors at accredited four-year naturopathic medical schools, unquote, is based upon the healing power of nature, or vis medicatrix naturae, and that it, quote, combines modern scientific knowledge with traditional and natural forms of medicine, unquote. Citation GWUCIM, 2019. The two NDs listed there are Osseri and Lednack, with the former a graduate of National University of Natural Medicine, who uses homeopathy and states she is medically trained, and the latter a Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine graduate, who also states she is medically trained and also uses homeopathy as a treatment. ND Lednack's biography page then directs those interested to the aforementioned naturopathy page at the institution. Incidentally, Morrison's section on IM inexplicably adopts the label, quote, allopathic, unquote, for conventional medicine. Citation Morrison, 2016, page 127. That term was invented by homeopathy's founder in 1800 to describe the pre-scientific conventional medicine of his day and is generally considered to be a pejorative misnomer when applied to modern conventional medicine by fringe sectarian, quote, areas, unquote. Citation Weatherall, 1996. At the alma maters of the two NDs, at GWUCIM, and UNM and CCNM, one can find the naturopathy component, homeopathy, contained within the label, quote, science, unquote. Citation NUNM 2019, which is similar to the ND board exam, while, grossly, homeopathy is considered outside of science. Citation AGDH 2015. This is indicative of a sui generis knowledge type self-categorization by naturopathy that is actually false. Similarly, in the IMCAM publication, The Journal of Alternative and Complementary Medicine, the ND co-authored article, quote, Evidence-Based Medicine and Naturopathy, unquote, states, evidence-based medicine has been touted as a new paradigm and as a corrective for outdated, bad, or unscientific practices. Although it may be true that some medical and health practices are not supported by a weight of evidence and that this can lead to harm, it does not follow that doctors, scientists, or any bureaucrats should have a monopoly on the meaning and deployment of evidence. By imposing evidence-based medicine, naturopathy is not legitimated according to its own paradigmatic definitions, but rather is evaluated according to the parameters set by the scientific model, resulting in the marginalization and corruption of traditional naturopathic knowledge. Naturopathy, a Western non-biomedical ethnomedicine, is based on holistic and vitalistic principles, whereas biomedicine, the prevailing ethnomedicine, is based on scientific reductionist principles. Given such extensive difference, it is inappropriate to superimpose reductionist methodologies that are paradigmatically incongruent with the holistic practice of naturopathy. Citation Jagtenberg et al., 2006. Obviously, part of the naturopathic agenda is a redefinition of the footprint of science to better accommodate, as opposed to discard, due to advancements, its activities, beliefs, and claims. IM also desires to have its own unique or sui generis ideas regarding ethics. This is evident in the article, quote, Ethics and Integrative Medicine, Moving Beyond the Biomedical Model, unquote, from the journal Alternative Therapies in Health and Medicine. There, we're told by David E. Gwynn, lawyer and, ironically, PhD of, quote, moral and political philosophy and philosophy of law, unquote. Those who have written on the ethics of complementary and alternative medicine, CAM, and integrative medicine have attempted simply to apply traditional bioethics in the form of principles of autonomy, beneficence, non-maleficence, and justice to this new area of healthcare. In this article, I will argue that adopting the practices of CAM requires a new ethical understanding that incorporates the values implicit to those practices. Citation Gwynn, 2001. So, amazingly, and perhaps bizarrely, not only does IM argue for its own particular definition of science, but also its own particular, though undefined, definition of ethics. These positions, in my opinion, are narrow, obscure, unjustifiable, regressive, and often hidden. It is the opposite of CM's goals and stipulations, which previously were listed as universal and geared towards improvement, collaboration, transparency, truthfulness, integrity, and equity. Specifically in terms of those opposite IM characteristics so cleverly unmentioned, the GWUCIM has the page, quote, About Integrative Medicine, unquote, containing a link to their naturopathy page. That page does not contain the root cyan, nor the root ethic, and mildly states, quote, Within our center, integrative, complementary, or alternative medicine modalities are distinct from Western, conventional, or allopathic medicine, unquote. Citation GWUMC 2019. A site search of GW through google.com via site:gwcim.com ethic does not produce a code of conduct or ethical code for their IM area. To reiterate that reality, a major academic medical institution that contains a collection of areas marketed as integrative medicine that do not adhere to the standard boundaries that typify science, medicine, and healthcare ethics does not alert the public to its peculiar positions in a simple, understandable, and straightforward manner. Instead, actually, GWUCIM states, Integrative medicine is defined as the practice of healing in a medical environment where the emphasis is on the integrative use of complementary alternative modalities along with conventional treatments to promote one's natural healing ability, thus achieving wellness. Citation GWUCIM 2019. The claim or context is posted as medical, as if what occurs in IM happens within mainstream medical boundaries, conduct codes, and epistemological and ethical context. Their NDs also stated medical. Yet, for instance, if one refers back to the naturopathy schools that graduated the naturopaths at GW and to the previous Jagtenberg quote, natural ability to heal, unquote, or vis medicatrix naturae, is actually IM's pedestrian verbiage or coding for its historically science-ejected concept of vitalism. Citation Bechtel, 1998. Vis Medicatrix Naturae, which is a commitment to the doctrine of an invisible vital or life force running the body that is not in evidence and is also science discarded, is historically categorized as sectarian. Citation, Popular Science, 1890. Regarding what medical thinks of naturopathy, from a state that has licensed naturopathy since 1920, Connecticut, citation, Naturopathic Diaries, 2018, the medical associations have opined. Contrary to IM's apparently non-existent guardrails, Connecticut's Fairfield County Medical Association states, quote, all members must subscribe to the principles of medical ethics of the American Medical Association and must not hold themselves out as practitioners of sectarian medicine, unquote. Citation FCMA 2019. And specifically regarding IM's naturopathy, the Connecticut State Medical Society has testimony publicly available that states, our naturopathic colleagues openly spurn both evidence-based and science-based knowledge and therapies. We remain concerned that patients will be confused and misled by providers who are neither true believers in naturopathy nor committed practitioners of the science-based medicine that has been the foundation of medical practice for doctors of medicine, MD, and doctors of osteopathy, DO, ever since Flexner set down his guidelines more than 110 years ago. Citation CSMS 2018. Usually an ethical dilemma is quite downstream from foundational assumptions, mannerisms, and perspectives. In that sense, the playing field is established along with a set of rules. This then allows for productive discourse. The IM and CM situation instead demonstrates two mutually exclusive worldviews that do not have such commonalities, which could then allow for fair deliberation of an ethical or factual issue to occur. The Connecticut County and State Medical Association's pronouncements obviously illustrate IM via naturopathy to be incompatible with the conventional medicine hallmarks of quality improvement, collaboration, transparency, truthfulness, integrity, and equity. Yet, one is trading off the status of another. Namely, IM is not holding itself to the rigors, methods, and foundations of CM in its activities, beliefs, and claims, yet IM positions itself within a CM wrapping of medical for its benefit. Some may remark that this is akin to a bait and switch and is a retrograde overall effect in terms of progress along many healthcare fronts. IM, apparently, as found through its literature and omissions, seeks to keep the public, patients, and inevitably healthcare administrators or executives uninformed and or regards them as credulous. Therein, fundamentally, informed consent within the ethical principle of autonomy is quite trampled upon. How does the public benefit from false positions claimed to be true, such as science-based non-science? How does the public benefit when a diagnostic and therapeutic area does not occur within what is commonly expected ethically and factually speaking, yet is housed or camouflaged within such assumptions? I am within a mainstream academic setting, as illustrated by naturopathy within GWU, is largely both a hazard and a danger ethically and epistemically speaking. It would be an act of great credulity to make typical assumptions about IM in terms of quality, integrity, transparency, truthfulness, and equity. Contrary to IM's epistemic and ethical deviance, or sui generis footprint, allied healthcare codes of ethics at every level quite explicitly occur within mainstream contexts and are not ahistorical. Until IM states its explicit and bizarre epistemic and ethical deviance up front and then justifies the utility of that context, I do not believe the business of IM should occur within mainstream allied healthcare. The Code of Ethics of the American College of Healthcare Executives states, quote, healthcare executives must provide prospective patients and others with adequate and accurate information, enabling them to make enlightened decisions regarding services, unquote. Citation ACHE 2017. In terms of just how down the rabbit hole IM within CM truly is, as paraphrased from the physicist Wolfgang Pauli, quote, this isn't right. This isn't even wrong, unquote. Citation Prochnow 1966. IM and CM will not be right, will not be accessible until it agrees to the same playing field and rules as all other areas of modern healthcare.
Thank you. What are you even talking about? Talking about.